going to be sharing with you a message, and I hope it'll bring some encouragement to your heart. I hope it'll bring you an uplifting spirit. And the title of this message, if you wanted to put a title on it, we are overcomers. We are overcomers. No matter what we face, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we've been through, if you was to look back over your life, you can see every situation that you was in, every difficult place, hard place that you found yourself. I want you to know in due time, God brought you out. God made a way. And he the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he brought you out one time, he can bring you out 1,000 times. So I just want you to grab hold to his word and just believe him. Grab a hold to him and trust him, because the enemy will try to tell you all kind of things that is contrary to the word of God. So let's just dive right into the message today. We are overcome. And I want you to know, to them that overcome, God got a place for. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Let's just start right there, and we'll just move right through some other areas there of the scripture. Let's look at Revelation chapter 2, verses number 7. And notice what it says. He said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. To him that overcome will I give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of God. Turn with me. Let's read another verse of scripture here. Revelation 2 and 11. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. He that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death. He's not talking about these natural ears. You got to hear the voice of God. You got to hear with your spiritual ears what he's saying to the church. Let me share another verse of scripture with me, and we'll move forward. Let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verses number 21. And notice what it says here. To him that overcome, watch this here. To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I who? Jesus, also overcame. Let's stop right there for a minute. Notice what he said. He said, to him that overcome will I grant, that grant, allow, permit, to sit with me in my throne. Even as I who? Jesus, also overcame. Jesus is telling you and I, saint, that we can overcome, and if we overcome, he will grant, allow, permit you and I to sit with him. And he said, even as I overcame. Let's go back and look. Look at the life of Jesus. He overcame loneliness. He overcame hardship when they beat him so bad. He overcame rejection. He overcame betrayal when they betrayed him and hung him on the cross. He overcame everything, saint. I don't think that you and I are facing anything as harsh it was for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Notice what the scripture says then. To him that overcome, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. He said, even as I who? Jesus Christ. He overcame, saint. And we got the same spirit abide and reside within you and I. That same spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead is in every born-again believer. And we can overcome, saints. Saints, you can overcome. You can overcome whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with. You might say, well, I'm dealing with a loss of job. Right now, in this day and time, throughout the world, your community, your home. And then it just come on down to you personally. We all are going through something. We all are facing something. And I submit unto you, when this is all said and done, when it's all over, we won't be the same. Things is changing. And I believe that it's changing for the better. That we're gonna regroup. We're going to make a comeback. We're going to come back. And we're going to have victory in every area. Right now, it seems like it's hard. Right now, it might seem like you're not going to make it. When you look at your situation, your circumstance that you find yourself in, a spouse is saying that she want to end the or he want to end the relationship. That's a hurting thing. But I want you to know, you might say, that job that I had, I was doing well. Six figures plus bonus and all the other above. And you say, well, how can I regroup and find another job to fulfill that? I want you to know God is a way maker, saint. That's all I can tell you. We have to trust him. And how God going to fix your situation, your personal situation, how God going to take care, how God going to bring you through, I don't know. But if you hold on to him, if you keep trusting in him, if you just keep on believing in him by faith, he's going to make it all right. He is the one that sits high and looks low. He's going to take care of you, saint. He done brought you through all of these previous situations and circumstances. He can keep on doing it. Let's see what the rest of this scripture says. It says, even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in his throne. Jesus overcame everything. Jesus overcame heartache. He overcame rejection. He overcame betrayal. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he said, he will grant, allow, and permit you and I to have a seat with him. We can sit with him. He said, he that has an ear, listen to me, saying, this is a spiritual ear I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your natural ear. We got to hear from God. It's got to be in the spiritual realm. All you need is one word. All you need is one word from God. He says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. He's talking to the body of Christ. He's talking to you and I. He's talking to his children. He said, if you can hear, if you have an ear to hear what he's saying, don't get caught up in all the drama. Don't get caught up in all the gospel. Don't get caught up in all the things that will pull you away from hearing the voice of God. Steady. How do you hear the voice of God? You got to study. You got to meditate. You got to pray. You got to get to know him, and to know him in a personal way, an intimate way, not just about him. Many people just know God by what he did and that he died. But I'm talking about to know him in a personal way, intimate way, that you can hear his voice when he speaks to you. You'll know that this is God.